ओम ज्ञान चिन्मयस्य ज्ञानमुपलब्धाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे गुरवे गुरुचन्द्राय राधिकायाय कृदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वकाय यं प्राचन्त मनुभेदमुपेतकृत्यं
Dharma Prajjita Kaita Vosha
Krishna Yojana Vras. What is the difference between Vras and Ras? Vras is taste, mellow, relationship, and Ras is death. So he's the ocean of the Ras. All liberated and conditioned souls of Krishna's eternal separated parts and parcels. Anybody can help you. Five, all conditioned souls are covered by Maya. Six, all liberated souls are free from Maya. So all conscious beings and all inert phenomena, the whole cosmic manifestation, they're both simultaneously one with and different from Krishna. They have no independent existence. Okay? Pure devotional service is the only way to attain perfection. And ten, love of God is the ultimate and only perfection. Good, very good. Thank you. And what's wonderful about these ten teachings? These are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the fortunate jivas. This is Gauravani. All over the world, Srila Gurudev explains Gauravani, the meaning of Gauravani, because he wants to present to the world what Prabhupada actually came to teach. And he always uses this Dasmoor slope as one of the principles of Gauravani, which are in it. So, chapter 14. The subject is the established truth of Shakti. Krishna has unlimited Shakti. And here, there's a conversation between the disciple, Vrajanastha, and the spiritual master. Spiritual master is Raghunatha Babaji. So Rajanath is saying, I was so inspired. Where are we? We're in Gojum, in Navadvip. The night before, Rajanath had heard from his spiritual master about the introduction to Dasmoor. And the next morning, he's contemplating in ecstasy what a fascinating topic this is and how inspiring for the heart. And he's thinking this on the way, and finally he reaches his guru, and now he's asking, now I'd like to understand the next verse of Dasmoor about Shakti Tattva, how Krishna is the possessor of unlimited powers. So his spiritual master explains, as he read the verse yesterday, Krishna is non-different from his inconceivable transcendental potency. Shakti, Shakti Mateyor, Abheda. There's no difference between the power and the powerful. Just like there's no difference between the sun and the sunshine. Can you imagine sun without shine or shine without sun? And still, even though they're non-different, still he has his own independent nature and desire. Still he's an individual. Even though he's non-different from his power, he's not lost in his power. His power doesn't overtake him so that he loses his individual identity and nature. Therefore, as it's stated in Adi Lila, chapter 4, Radha and Krishna are one, but for pastime, they become two. They both have their individual identity. So this complete transcendental energy of his has three aspects. And these three aspects are the Chit Shakti, or the spiritual Shakti. Actually, it's all ultimately spiritual. Ultimately, only one power. But this power is divided into functions, works, aspects, manifestations, and that's what we'll be discussing here in chapter 14. And because we're also an aspect of that one complete transcendental Shakti, we want to know what is our relationship with the whole. And ultimately, we want to know what is our relationship with Srimati Radhika. So here's the tattva that is a platform to that relationship. So there are three aspects to this one complete prada, or transcendental energy. One is the Chit Shakti, that is the spiritual energy. One is the Jiva Shakti, the marginal energy. And one is Maya Shakti, or the material energy. Maya Shakti is also called Bahi Ranga Shakti. Bahir means, those of you who know Hindi, outside. So it's the external energy. The spiritual energy, the Chit Shakti, is also called Antaranga Shakti. Anta means inside. It's the internal Shakti. So then now we come to lots of questions and answers. Vajranath is asking, I've heard that Brahma, Nirguna Brahma, is without any Shakti, but Ishvara, Bhagavan, that is God with a form, has Shakti. Is this true? So, Babaji Maharaj answers that actually, he's always with his Shakti. He's never without Shakti. The idea of Nirguna Brahma, which is a conception of Maya body, is totally imagination. There's no such thing as the Nirguna Brahma of the Maya body. Nirguna, because Krishna is, he has inconceivable, contradictory qualities that exist in harmony with each other. Generally, if something is opposite of something else, one thing, one quality counters the other one. Like if something is black, it can't be white. If something is tall, it can't be short. But for Krishna, he can be the son of Mother Yasoda, and he can be unborn. He can have an unlimited form, and at the same time his form is medium size. So at the same time, he's without qualities, and at the same time, he has all qualities. How is that true? Because he's without material qualities. He's near his heart. He has no transformation. There's four sampradayas, as you know, four lines of Vaishnava Siddhanta. Thought, devotion, and all but our sampradaya, that is Gaudiya sampradaya, Brahma Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya, all the other sampradayas, that is, Nimbarka Sampradaya or Nimbarka Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and other Vaishnava Sampradayas, and what's the other one? Yoga Sampradaya? No, that's Nimbarka. Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. All of them have a philosophy called Vastu Parinamvad, Vastu Parinamvad. That Vastu means the substance. Krishna is the supreme Vastu. Their philosophy is that although Krishna has Shakti, it's Krishna himself, and although the Jiva is one of his Shakti, it's Krishna himself who transforms into the Jiva and into this material world. They're kind of like adjectives of the noun. And Brahma is the noun, Yasuchi. Gurudev explained recently in Gajanana when they walk. They think that Krishna transforms, his very body transforms into the Jiva and others, but still he remains a person. And only our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said no. He preached Shakti Parinamvad, that is Krishna's energy. His energy transforms. As we can see here, his one Pada Shakti has so many different aspects. Has the three aspects, spiritual, material, and marginal. But then it has other manifestations going another way. This one goes this way. Here's the Pada Shakti. It goes this way. There's spiritual, marginal, material. Then it goes this way. How? That same one supreme Parashakti or Swarup Shakti manifests as Ladini, Samvit, and Sandini, the three spiritual manifestations or functions or features of that transcendental complete energy. Anita? Louder? So Gurudev explained, but I don't understand it very well because he didn't elaborate, that the Jiva and this material world are like adjectives of the noun Brahma, which is another way of saying Vastu Parinamvad, that Krishna himself, his body, his form, transforms into the material world and spiritual world and living entities. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that his energies transform, as we see here. We are, the Jiva is a atomic part of the Chit Shakti or Swarup Shakti. As we discussed yesterday, the Vivinansa, What? Everything the transformation of the Shakti, not of Krishna directly. Form is not transformed. He's nirvikar. He has no personal bodily transformation when it comes to expanding into these different features. It's his energy that transforms. His one transcendental energy manifests as Sandini, his existence potency, Samvit, his knowledge potency, and we'll be discussing later in this chapter about the different functions of these features, or features of these functions. Language is a very limiting thing. Babaji Mahasaya tells Prajna, Don't try and understand it with your intelligence. Don't discuss it here and there in the marketplace. Hear what I'm saying, but then do budget and you'll be able to understand it. By words alone, your mind and intelligence can't expand to what the thing is. Like our Prabhupada, before he came to America, he was reading that in America it snows. And he was telling his friend, in America it snows. But he had no realization or experience. Then he came to America, to New York, and he understood, in America it snows. He was knee-deep in it. So, the Vastuparinamba says that Krishna's form directly transforms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers say that the energy is transforming, manifesting, changing, or turning into different manifestations, like it turns into the jiva, it turns into sandini, it turns into padini. And yet at the same time, that Swarup Shakti, that Parag Shakti, the complete transcendental internal potency, who is embodied by Radharani, when that complete Shakti manifests the Radhini Shakti, that is also personified as Radharani. Whereas the Sambit Shakti is personified as Krishna. He's the embodiment of Sambit Shakti, or the presiding deity, and Baladeva is the presiding deity of Sandini Shakti. Radharani is the presiding deity of Pladini Shakti. And she's also the embodiment of the complete whole Swarup Shakti or Chit Shakti. Does that lead to the mind and intelligence make some sense? Okay. So, Krishna's nirvikar doesn't transform, but he has so many unlimited vikars. Again, the contradictions in his nature and character work beautifully and harmoniously together. How does he have unlimited vikars? Or transformation. He weeps, he trembles, he faints. His vikars, his transformations of his body, are all spiritual. He becomes afraid of Mother Yasoda's stick and a rudder on his mind. So in that way. So he's always with the Shakti. And by the power of his Shakti, he also has his nirguna feature of Brahma. It's stated in Gurudev Shikshastakam book that Krishna has an inconceivable, all-accommodating energy, all accommodating, inconceivable internal energy. And by the assistance of this energy, he has he manifests himself in four ways. One, by the assistance of this energy, that is, this complete, inconceivable, all accommodating energy. He manifests his original form as Vijayanandan Shamsundar. And then he manifests all his other forms and their pastimes and abodes. That's the second feature. Third is he manifests all the living entities. And fourth is, he manifests this material world. all by the influence and assistance of the inconceivable, all-accommodating internal potency. And still, he's an individual with individual desire, because his shakti works under his direction. All the different shaktis work under his direction. He's absolute, and his shakti, or power, is also absolute. And because of that shakti's absolute nature, all of the shaktis are totally under his control, because they're all manifestations of that one shakti, who's absolutely under his control, and at the same time, independent. Just as Krishna's independent, his shakti is self-manifest and independent, as we see Radharani's independence. So there's tattva and there's rasa. And as Radharani, she also has all contradictory qualities that exist beautifully and harmoniously in her. For example, she's fully pure and at the same time crooked. There's no room for her love to expand because it's already reached the level of unlimited. And yet, it's unlimitedly expanding at every moment. So Krishna is inconceivable and his energy is also inconceivable. So here's the next verse. Any questions? I admit that I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm combining several thousand syllables and hoping they all come together correctly. Because there's no this thing, logic and words and or explanations, material words and explanations, that can enter that realm. Only bhakti and realization can enter that realm. And only when one experiences it can one understand it. If you can imagine that you've never had a rasagula, and I'm trying to explain a rasagula to you, that is the sight, I don't know if you can imagine it, but try. It's the size of a ping pong ball. It's white. It has the consistency of the sponge. It explodes in your mouth and a lot of times drips down to two sides. And the taste of combination may be of honey and apple. Does that help if you've never experienced the rasagula? Not really. So then, Raghunath Goswami was explaining that there's shakti in all of his forms. So next verse, he's explaining his evidence. Everything he says is the evidence by verses. And here's the translation. None of the activities of Paramatma, are mundane, because none of his senses, that means Krishna, none of his senses, such as his hands and legs, are material. Thus, his medium is his transcendental body. He performs his pastimes without any material senses, and he is present everywhere at the same time. Therefore, no one is equal to him, or to speak of being greater than him. He has many types of transcendental shakti or powers, among which, and these are now additional divisions, his jnana shakti, that is his knowledge, his bala shakti, his power, and his kriya shakti, his potency for activity, are most important. So he does everything by his potency, but his potency belongs to him. So yeah, he can do everything by his potency, but I'm not lost in my potency. This is a crude example. My potency is under my control. And yet I'm doing everything only by my potency. Without my potency, I couldn't do it. But my potency is under my control. So these are also called Shiv Shakti, Sambhav Shakti. The Shiv Shakti is another word for Sambhav Shakti. So why do we have so many words for each thing? And why do we have each word meaning so many things? Got that? There's so many words for each thing, and each word has so many meanings. For example, you'll find in chapter 15 that Raghunath Das Babaji says the jiva is not a transformation of chit shakti, and then some pages later he says the jiva is a manifestation of chit shakti. So this is explained by understanding the different nuances of the meaning of chit at that time. Because chit means conscious. So although there's chit shakti, jiva shakti, and maya shakti, the jiva shakti, and there are three distinct shaktis, and we say that the incarnations of Krishna are features of the chit shakti, they come from the spiritual world. The jivas don't come from the spiritual world. They're from the marginal world. They're not chit shakti, they're jiva shakti. And yet, we say that the jiva is chit, conscious. So the jiva is also chit shakti. So there's so many nuances. Does that sort of make sense? Intellectually or mentally? Can you go with this? So this is called a, you know when you're holding on to something? It's a hole until realization comes. Yes. Rama the bad boy. Rama loves Sita. One, I'm talking about Ram, God, and one, I'm talking about Ram, the student who just happened to have the name Ram, but he was just a kid. So Chit Shakti, the heavenly name of Sun, Vit Shakti, is just each word in Sanskrit has a depth of meaning. So that same Shakti, Sambit, called Sambit for that reason. Sam has a meaning, Vit has a meaning, Sambit, knowledge, potency, and Chit, meaning consciousness, or in that way it's knowledge. And then the Sat Shakti is another name for the Sandini Shakti. Sat means eternal, and Sandini means existence. So Krishna is Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat, Sandini, Sandini, Chit, Sambit, and Ananda, Ladini. Krishna himself is Satchitananda, and yet Baladev is the predominating deity of Sandini, Radharani is the predominating deity of Ladini, and Krishna is the predominating deity of Sambit. So Balaram, Radharani, and Krishna are one. And they all have touches in other bodies. And yet there are three. The Sandini potency manifests everybody's body in the spiritual world, including Radharani's body. And yet Radharani is a Ladini Shakti. So I hope this doesn't drive you crazy. So the next verse explaining the same phenomenon. Regarding the Chit Shakti, here's Raghunath Das Babaji's next evidence from the Svetas Patar Upanishad. So these evidences are number one, the Dasmo Shloka. I had previously thought that was the Praman, the book, and that Prameya. That was the Prameya, and that was the Praman, but I was wrong. According to Jagadharma, the Prameya is all the other nine, and the Praman is the books that happen. So, citing this Praman, the Svetas Patara Upanishad, he's explaining more about the Prameya. Now it's 7 o'clock. Is Gopi Jana going to come home? Is he here? Okay. So, I'll just quickly read this verse and then I'll have a little bit of chat to prepare for our two. The Tattvagyan rishis established themselves in Samadhi Yoga and embraced the qualities of Parabrahma, that is, the Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through these qualities, they have realized the most confidential, internal, transcendental potencies of the Supreme Ishvara, who is the basis and governor of all causes, and that of the jiva, prakriti, material nature, color, time, and karma. So Krishna is the source of all the energies. That's the basis of this chapter. So now it's 7 o'clock. So are there any urgent questions? Otherwise we'll have a little kirtan. Who's here for kirtan? Krishna Bhagavati. So Pancha Kalpachandhya Sukhasandhya 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 Sukhasandhya